Hi, everyone, and welcome to Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show, the special edition on Unacceptable Program, where I'm Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning, Neil. I've got a chapter for my new book. It's called 17 Rules to Live By. And the new book is called Freedom from Addiction, The Final Message. And it's in production now and will be released real soon. So look for it. These 17 rules come from my now deceased friend, Og Mandino, and his book, A Better Way to Live. I put them in affirmation form for my book. Og gave a speech decades ago in Dallas, Texas, that I attended. He received the longest standing ovation that I've ever heard given to a speaker at any time. So here are the 17 rules to live by. I count my blessings. Today and every day, I deliver more than I'm getting paid to deliver. Whenever I make a mistake or get knocked down by life, I don't look back at it too long. I shake off my blunders. I always reward my long hours of labor and toil in the very best way, surrounded by my family. I build this day on a foundation of pleasant thoughts. I am a creature of God and have the power to achieve any dream by lifting up my thoughts. I let my actions speak for me, but I am forever on guard against the terrible traps of false pride and conceit that can halt my progress. Each day is a special gift from God, and while life may not always be fair, I never allow the pains, hurdles, and handicaps of the moment to poison my attitude and plans for myself and my future. I never again clutter my days and nights with so many menial and unimportant things that I have no time to accept a real challenge when it comes along. I live this day as if it will be my last. Beginning today, I treat everyone I meet, friend or foe, loved one or stranger, as if they were going to be dead at midnight. I laugh at myself and at life. I never neglect the little things. I welcome every morning with a smile. I look on the new day as another special gift from my Creator, another golden opportunity to complete what I was unable to finish yesterday. I will achieve my grand dream one day at a time, so I set my goals for each day. I never allow anyone to rain on my parade and thus cast a pall of gloom and defeat on the entire day. Nothing external can have any power over me unless I permit it. I search for the seed of good in every adversity. And finally, I realize true happiness lies within me. Wise men since the beginning of time have been telling us that all we achieve or fail to achieve results from how we think. James Allen told us that good thoughts bear good fruit. Roman Marcus Aurelius told us that our life is what our thoughts make it. Norman Vincent Peale said, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Buddha exclaimed, "All that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become." And Jesus said, What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And so it is. If you will but believe in the tremendous power of positive affirmation and act on that belief, you can have anything or accomplish anything, not contrary to the laws of God or society. And Neil, that's my message for today from my forthcoming new book, Freedom from Addiction, The Final Message. And you can go over to my website to get more information about anything and everything that you wanted to know about addiction. It's www.revwynhendersonmd.com. And pass this podcast on to your friends. It's free, of course. And we strive to give you stuff that's going to brighten your day and make you a much more informed person. You can find it at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No caps, no spaces. Thanks, Neil.
Hey, Wynn, that was a great show. I think it's a good positive message for a Friday. Thanks again for that information. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.